coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
Sperm bag of Sounders. Bananas kind of pissed me off.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
Tangerines are whores.
All right, welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. With me today is Big Earn and Chris.
Present and accounted for.
I'm accounted for and present. And I'm a present.
You are a present. Gift wrapped for everybody today. How are you doing, Big Earn?
Extra large.
I thought you were 2X.
Handle with care. Oh, no, I'm 3.
You're a 3X?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. How about you, Chris? How you doing?
He's only a 1X.
I am only a 1X.
I am a 1X as well.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I am less hungover than I thought I would be today, so that's good.
Well, I made up for it because I was a little hungover this morning. We played Cards Against Humanity last night. First time I ever played that game.
Ever? What'd you think?
Yeah. It was interesting. And then a friend brought over another... Something you could buy.
An expansion pack.
Yes, and it had dirtier stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, nice. This is interesting.
This is Cards Against Our Humanity.
Yeah. It's just this is not a racist game at all.
There's I forget the fucking name of it. And I haven't played it yet. Keely played it, but her dad bought me a gift that's sort of like that, but you draw a card and it's most likely to be a piece of shit. And then, so whoever draws the card, then they nominate somebody I think you're the biggest piece of shit. And then you have to fucking tell stories or reasons why. And then they go around the table.
Oh wow. So you got to think.
So you just turn, it's literally just card after card, rail against everyone at the table. And that sounds like fun to me. It's just a basic game. Who's a loser? You're a fucking loser, And then whoever gets the first one to get 7 cards is the ultimate fucking loser.
All right.
Wow.
So how many times did you win?
I haven't played it yet. Keely played it and was
he doesn't
it
want
to. No, I think it'd be great.
And our special guest, Don Kenna, agrees.
Hello.
That might be a fun game. Hi,
yeah,
Don.
Hi. Yeah, Cards Against Humanity is actually a ripoff of another child's game called Apples to Apples.
See, I've played that, which is kind of fun, too.
And that one gets really, really bad if you've played Cards Against Humanity too much, because then you start thinking wrong on this kid's game, and it's like, okay, I think you're a piece of shit, and this is what I think. So, yeah, that's when I play with my kids all the time. My wife gets mad because I'll throw some random stuff that only she would understand, and the kids don't get it, and then I giggle hysterically.
I giggle my motherfucking ass off.
I like games where you get to be a bit creative and kind of a piece of shit. So, we used to play those Jackbox games. You can get them on, your PlayStation or whatever, and they had, Fibbitch and Quiplash, so...
Are you speaking English?
Yep. Fibbitch and Quiplash are two of the games off of Jackbox
games. Putting two different words together to make one word.
Sort of. But yeah, it's games where you, it's like fill in the blanks, and then everybody gets to answer their own fill in the blank thing, and it just progressively gets dirtier and wronger.
Wronger.
It's a lot of fun.
Quidditch from fucking Harry Potter.
Quibbage?
Quiplash and... Whatever the fuck the other one was.
Are brooms involved?
No brooms.
Anyways, moving on, for fuck's sakes. All right, guys. Today's episode starts off...
We always want to know what we're up to, so...
Yeah, usually.
Usually.
Nobody wants to talk to me about boxing.
it's kind of...
Have you put stuff in boxes lately?
Shakur Stevenson just won Unified the Belts.
Who did?
Shakur Stevenson fought Oscar Valdez last night to unify some belts. Junior lightweight.
Okay.
So what's that, 105 pounds?
130.
Jesus Christ, 130 pounds.
Motherfuckers are quick. Oh, good fights, though.
Mm-hmm.
And Muhammad Ali's grandson won again. Nico Ali Walsh, another knockout victory. He's 5-0, 4 knockouts.
Huh. Wow. Nice. That whole family's, getting up there, because isn't...
His daughter?
Who's a heavyweight champion?
She was...
Tatiana?
He's got 7 fucking kids.
Yeah.
So, Layla Ali was also that's a boxer. Yeah, that's the one, so yeah. That's Nico's aunt.
Okay, yeah. Now who's Tatiana Ali?
She was on...
Is that a porn star?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I wish.
That was making sure. Tatiana on me.
Oh, that's what it was.
Tatiana Ali was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, Nico.
Nico Walsh?
That's the boxer.
Yeah.
So congratulations to that guy.
What do you mean by consolidating the belts? No, what did you say?
Unifying. So there's like 14 fucking boxing things.
Tyson Fury has all but like 3 or 4, I think, of all the heavyweights.
All but one.
All but one?
He only has one. Alexander Usyk just won against Joshua, so he has 3 heavyweight belts.
And then Tyson Fury's got the other 12.
The other one. It depends on the weight class, but there's WBO, WBA, IBO, IBF, I don't know, IBS, something like that. But there's like 4 or 5 governing bodies that have their own belt.
Okay.
So a unification would be you have one. So both Oscar Valdez, he had a belt, and then Shakur Stevenson had a belt, and they were both undefeated.
Oh.
And so, yeah, last night, unification fight.
So he's got the WBC and the ring heavyweight title.
Yeah.
2020.
But not really anymore because he just retired. So the interim champ will be the guy he just beat. So that's a good way to win a belt, huh? I lost. He retired. My belt.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's like the runner-up for like Miss USA or whatever. It's like, well, if she can't complete her time here, you automatically win.
Yeah.
Well, he's also got the WBA, WBO, IBF, and IBO heavyweight championships when he beat Vladimir Klitschko in 2015.
That was a long time ago.
Well, then he had to, he took a hiatus, had to relinquish him. Oh, yep. Okay. So he had 4.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
But so we have
interesting news. But
for more unboxing.
But today's episode is all about what the fuck are cold IPAs?
One's right out of the fridge.
Well chilled.
Duh.
So there's 2 new classes of beers coming up, right? And one of them is an India Pale Lager, and the other one is a cold IPA. No, when you have dry hopped lagers or pilsners, that's an India Pale Lager. Now these today, except for one of them, actually one of them's is a cold APA. And that'll be this one that we have that we're starting out with. The rest of them are all cold IPAs, but the deal is they just do a regular pale ale recipe in the malt. You know, you can add, but you have to have you have to have adjuncts. You added rice or you're added what's the other one? Wheat? No, corn. Rice or corn to the malt bill.
And that's to dry it out.
Yeah.
It's because the corn and the corn and rice just they don't add any flavor. So it's not like a different cereal grain like a barley. That's just it's very, very low flavors on it.
Yeah. So they're doing like a New England IPA mash bill. They're added adjuncts, rice and corn to the mash, and then fermented with lager yeast at a higher temperature than traditionally done with lager yeasts. And then it's dosed with dry hops at the tail end of the fermentation like normal, and then letting it sit and chill out for a bit. The hops are typically of the hops used are typical of hop packed IPAs.
I wasn't listening anyway.
The hop packed IPAs rather than the noble hop varieties you'll see in a regular lager. Because, you know, a regular lager is just like, it's got that regular flavor, the very light
or no
hops.
Flavor.
Like, what is it, Centennial's one?
Yeah. I can't remember off.
I think Magnum's another one.
Yep, Mosaic. There's
no, I mean, just like the old lager type of hops. Just to the bittering stuff. I've read a couple of these so far, and some of them used an English ale mash bill. So
what makes it a cold IPA?
So it sounds like what they're doing is they have the ale recipe, and instead of fermenting at 68, 70 degrees, they're dropping their fermentation down and fermenting very cold, long fermentation process. So with a lager yeast.
Yep. Okay, so it's a mashup.
Yep. So this article here from newschoolbeer.com says that they ferment it warm at 65 degrees, which is lower than the 68, to avoid the excessive sulfur dioxide that can come with a lager yeast strain. But some of them can go lower.
So when you brew a lager, you ferment it and then you drop the temp down and let it clean itself out. The yeast will clean out that sulfur dioxide. And when you do that lagering, that's the aging process. That's what a lager means. It's not a specific yeast. Well, it can be a specific yeast, but the process is called lagering it. And that's what it sounds like they're doing. Is they're lagering it and then trying to dry hop?
Yeah. So lager? So they use Kolsch, Chico, or California common yeast should be substituted for regular ale yeast. So that they're lower sulfur. Yeah, they dry hopped warm during spunding or krausening. What are those two procedures?
Krausening?
Sure.
Krausening is...
I think that's a Jewish thing.
So, well, no, spunding is where you turn off the ball valve to allow natural fermentation to take place. So it's tank fermentation, carbonation, I apologize. So that it'll actually force carbonate itself. This is what homebrewers do is spunding. Krausening is where you just let the Krausen, I'm not going to say that right. I don't remember what Krausening is.
Okay.
I know what Krausen is, but I can't really remember what Krausening is.
I think it's
just to Krausen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
pretty obvious.
I appreciate that.
So the
I've been out of that world for a little while.
So this website says the characteristics should be straw to pale.
You have been baptized
in color.
In Krausens.
Appearance should be clear. Chill haze should not be present, although this one does, the first one. Malt sweetness is very low to low. Alcohol sweetness is medium. They're finished extremely dry. High hop aromas, medium to high bitterness, low to medium body. Up to 40% corn and or rice in the grist should be used. That's pretty much the gist of it. We can get more into our next episode in Patreon. But right away...
Yeah, for the correct answers, check out Patreon.
Yeah.
Once we learn as we do.
Yeah. Patreon, the last call, May 1st.
So IPAs are typically brewed at a higher temperature.
Yep.
So a cold IPA is doing a lagering process with IPA stuff.
Yep. But lower temperatures as well. So it...
Right. The lagering.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. And this they're supposed to be clear. We'll see what the next five beers that we're going to have, two on this one, three in the next one, about what they say. But I thought it's supposed to be clear, but this isn't very clear. But it's very fucking fruity in the nose. Holy shit.
What is this?
This is Youngblood Beer Company. This is their, there goes gravity, cold American pale ale, dry hopped with Centennial.
God, I love that smell.
Yep. So this Young is
so it has nothing to do with the Rob Lowe, Patrick Swayze movie.
Maybe
and Keanu Reeves. I mean,
you never know how
was
fucking
Keanu
people.
He was the French goalie.
You never know how they name their beers and breweries these days. They could be big fans of that movie. And this is a 5% ABV, so this is going to be the lowest one of the day. So cold pale ale, dry hopped with Centennial.
This thing smells so fucking good.
Yeah. Lose Yourself, but sung not by a guy from Detroit, but from the UP or Northern Wisconsin. We're digging the cold IPA thing and really wanted to see how things would come out if we did this treatment on a single hop APA, American Pale Ale. We ferment this beer with our house Kolsch strain at a lower temperature for a longer time to bring out a crispness not always present in today's IPAs.